This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Life magazine years ago. Some of you collect Life magazine, and I want to mention this, and I'm serious about this. If you have the particular issue I'm referencing, I'd like to have a copy of it, just a photocopy to see it. Years ago, Life magazine had an issue where they named the top 10 preachers in America. And they had their pictures, and Life magazine sent out a team of people to hear preachers all over the country. Can't imagine them doing that now, Life or Time or any magazine doing that, but they did. And one of the ministers they picked was a Presbyterian minister by the name of Dr. David Redding. Dr. David Redding would come to Columbus to a church while Annie and I were ministering in Columbus, and I was thrilled that David Redding was in Columbus because I'd read his books. Well, unbeknownst to me, David Redding's wife started listening to our radio program in Columbus, and through that connection, David Redding asked me to come and speak at his church for a weekend series of services. And I was really intimidated to be speaking at the church where one of the top 10 preachers in the country was the minister, but he was very gracious. He wrote a great story out of his experiences out of World War II. I want to share it with you as we wrap up. David Redding said, "I remember coming home from the Navy during World War II. Home was so far out in the country that when we went hunting, we had to go toward town." Now, some of you have to think, that's another joke. I tell so many jokes that nobody gets, but I like that. Let me tell that again. Home was so far out in the country that when we went hunting, we had to go toward town. We had moved there for my father's health when I was 13. We raised cattle and horses. Some who were born on the farm regard the work and the solitude of it as a chore, but coming from a city as I did then, it made the farm home in Eden, a Garden of Eden to me. That's how I got Teddy, a big black Scottish shepherd. Teddy was my dog, and he would do anything for me. He waited for me to come home from school. He slept beside me, and when I whistled, he ran to me, even if he were eating. And when I went away to World War II, I didn't know how to leave him. How do you explain to someone who loves you that you're leaving him and you won't be chasing woodchucks with him tomorrow, like always? So coming home, that first moment from the Navy was something I can scarcely describe. Get this, the last bus stop was 14 miles from the farm. I got off there that night about 11 o'clock and walked the rest of the way home, 14 miles. It was about 3 in the morning before I was within a half mile of the house, 3 in the morning. It was pitch dark, but I knew every step of the way. Suddenly, Teddy heard me and began his warning barking. All I had to do was whistle once. The barking stopped. There was a yelp of recognition, and I knew that a big black form was hurtling toward me in the darkness. Almost immediately, he was there in my arms. David Redding says this. This is really powerful. Somebody needs to hear this today. What comes home to me now is the eloquence with which that unforgettable memory speaks to me of my God. If my dog, without any explanation, would love me and take me back after all that time, wouldn't my God? David Redding is absolutely right. And let me tell you this. We serve a God who's not waiting in the wings just to punish you. Some of you, you've grown up with that attitude that God's just waiting to get his hands on you so he can punish you for everything you've done. He's waiting to receive you back home like Teddy did. I really believe that. He's waiting for you to come home. You see, so much of coming to Christ, in my opinion, is just coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam, but coming home to the one who loves you more than you love yourself. His name is Jesus.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.